Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Hallelujah. Hi. Glory be to the Most High God. Our God, who's a good God, who's a great God, and mighty and wonderful, powerful, loving God, a merciful God, a God full of grace and mercy, and a God that wants us to obey His commandments, and a God that has given us His only begotten Son, Yeshua, who we know as Jesus, to be our Lord and Savior, so that anyone who believes in His Son, Yeshua Jesus, will have eternal life. And we are very thankful, even in this very hour, for Yeshua. We're thankful even because Yeshua, when He came and did all the wonderful works that He did, the healing and the resurrecting of people from the dead and dispelling evil out of persons and healing and teaching and loving and going to the cross and dying for our sins and taking the keys of death and hell and resurrecting and ascending into heaven and giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can walk on this earth, and all those works He did also so that we would have eternal life in heaven. Eternal life with him for those who believe, because we are called to believe in the Most High. We're called to believe in his Son and called to believe in the Holy Spirit. And there is only one way into heaven, and that is through Yeshaya. And we thank the Most High, for Yeshaya. And even in this very hour, we are just thankful for his grace and his mercy that does endure forever. His grace gives people opportunity to repent. His grace gives us opportunity to begin to serve him in the beauty of holiness and in truth and in love, obeying his commandments. And we thank Most High, Ahaya, for his grace, which is Yeshaya, because without his grace, we would all perish. We thank you for your word, because your word is life. Hallelujah, Ahaya. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for your angelic heavenly host. We thank you for what you're doing in this hour, what you've done, and what you will do. We thank you for your promises, because your promises are true. For you are not a man that would lie, but every word shall come to pass, because you are the word. And we thank you, hallelujah, Haya. You're listening to the Testimony Show, where you can call in and share the goodness of God in your life, what he's done, what he's doing, and what he'll do. Hallelujah, Haya. And share it with others. You don't have to call in, but begin to share that in the cell with others. Let people know of the truth that you serve a good and mighty, powerful God. And he is real. He is more real than the things that you can see. For he is eternal. He is outside of time because he created time. He is outside of things because he created things, you know, and so therefore, but he's all in all because he's omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent, and his ways are beyond understanding, and we just thank him for allowing us to be a part. We thank him for remembering his people. We thank him for giving others access to him through believing in his Son. We thank him for giving us access to him by believing in his Son, Yeshaya, who we've known as Jesus, and who we know is Jesus. And we praise the Most High. We praise him in this hour. And so if you can turn with me, we're going to read Psalm 16. When you have it, you can begin. And it says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Most High, thou art my God. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth." I'll read that again. "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Most High who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Most High always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And I was reading Psalm 16. And if you can turn with me right now, we're going to read from Leviticus 26. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Leviticus 26. Here we are. If you have it, you can begin. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord, Most High, Higher. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Most High. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshings shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God. And you shall be my people. I am the Most High, the Higher, your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ache that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if ye walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate, and ye will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me. Then will I also walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight. And ye shall eat and not be satisfied. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savior of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest, and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth, and they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And you shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept of their punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them. For I am the Most High, Ahayah, their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Most High, Ahayah. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord, the Most High, made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. You read in Leviticus 26. Go back and read it again. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hiya. And if you could turn with me now to Psalm. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of thy truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Praise God. We are reading a portion of Psalm 119. We started at verse 33. And we stopped at 49. Praise Hiah. Hallelujah. And now, if you could turn with me, we're going to read Ezekiel 37. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, the Most High, higher unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Most High, higher. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, Most High, higher, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up, are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, Most High, higher, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Most High, a High, when I have opened your graves for my people and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, that I, the Lord, Most High, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Most High, a High. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take these one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. And then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by thee? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord, the Most High, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks wherein thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, thus saith the Most High, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, wherever they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David, which is Josiah, shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yeah, I will be their Most High, Ahaya, Asher, Ahaya, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, and sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are reading Ezekiel 37. And if anyone out there doesn't know Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, as Lord and Savior of their life and want a relationship with them, just ask for that relationship even now and repent. Acknowledge your sins. Repent means turn away from them. Put them behind you. Never do them again. Give them to the Most High Son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, and have him do the work in you. Just believe in him even in this very hour and accept him as your Savior, because he is the only way, the truth, and the light and the life unto the Father. There is no other way but unto Ahaya, but through his Son, Yeshua, the Christ, Jesus. So we ask even in this very hour for those who may be listening that they will begin to seek his face, begin to read his word and turn unto him and remove evil thoughts and iniquities out of their life by trusting and praying and seeking the face of God through his Son, Yeshua. And then you will be saved, you will have eternal life, and then you begin to follow his commandments. And it's loving the Most High with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and loving the neighbors as yourself. And how do you love? You love by obeying. You love by serving. You love by following the commandments. You love by treating others as you want to be treated. and you will have eternal life in heaven. So observe the Sabbath and keep it holy, you know, and it's from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Read his word, pray, seek his face, fellowship with like believers, and begin to walk in the truth of who you are in him and the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hold on to the promises of God, because the promise of God is you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The promises of God are true. The promises of the Most High, never forgetting his people. The promises of the Most High, giving eternal life to those who believe in his Son. Hallelujah. Hold on to those promises, because the promises of God is you, and we will begin to even read right now one of the promises of God. Hallelujah. 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 Looking for that blessed hope, that's in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Yeshua, Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Hallelujah. Let no man despise thee. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. We just thank you and praise you. As we read your promises, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Most High hath promised to them that love him. And that's in James chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Let's read another promise. Let's read 2 Peter. Hallelujah. 2 Peter, yes. Verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also in 2 Peter, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And that was 2 Peter 1, verse 3 through 4. We hold on to these promises. Oh, glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. And then we have in Revelation, let's go to Revelation, the 7th chapter. And it says, hallelujah, verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel. And in verse 9, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Hallelujah. There's no greater love than our Father. There's no greater love than his Son. There's no greater love than the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening to the Testimonies Show. Much love to you all. Bless the Most High. Keep His commandments. Keep His commandments. Read His word. Love Him and love the people of God. And love people. Love people. Be a witness unto the people because God is sovereign and you never know who God is calling you to witness, you know, and begin to walk in that truth. Walk in love. Much love. Bless Ahaya and Ahaya bless. Baruch Shem Yeshaya. Much love to you all. God bless.